True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey, iHeart, and TuneIn apps. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's talk sports. Yeah, the Yankees, the Mets, both lost the series. BTA, you know what BTA stands for? Oh, man. We might as well just skip. Like, I'm going to do the baseball for the next half hour, and then let's just get into week two. Let's just get into week two NFL talk and, I don't know, Thursday night football. At least we got a good Thursday night football game. The Washington Commanders versus the Green Bay Packers. Bum, 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 bum. Like, I'd rather just do that. I went to the game tonight. Shout out to the YouTube. We're live. We're up and running on the YouTube. If you can see me, I'm rocking a New York or Nowhere knit cap. That was the best thing about tonight. The New York or Nowhere knit cap night giveaway. That's the best knit cap out of all of them I think I've ever collected. I remember years ago we had a WFAN one. I think I still have that one. This one is like, you know, it's made by a fashion company. It's good quality. I'm in here flexing it right now. Go to the stadium. Get your bobbleheads. Who said that? Go to the stadium. Enjoy the vibes. Who told you to do that? Go to the stadium and enjoy the weather. It's not humid out. It's not hot anymore. Get your drinks. Get your food and get your TikToks and your reels, and, you know, there's one more game tomorrow, and make sure you get there early. The President of the United States is coming. They're saying get there at 4 o'clock. I'm going to sit this one out. And I'm going to watch football at home. But, yeah, if you think Yankee Stadium security is tough to get through on the regular, I can't imagine tomorrow. You might have to bring your birth certificate to get in there. 888-808-1019. We'll start with the Yankees because that's the game I watched. I did watch the out-of-town scoreboard, and the Mets never led, and it got out of hand. And I don't even have it in me to troll the Mets or laugh at the Mets or make fun of the Mets. I told you last night that Clay Holmes wasn't going to do anything tonight for the Mets to stop the bleeding against Christopher Sanchez. So we'll get to that. But, you know, I was at this Yankee game, and I was confident in Carlos Rodon. I've been confident in Carlos Rodon. And when I ended my show last night, I did not get to it, but I heard Big Mac go in on it. You know, Buck Martinez, and I heard him on with Evan and Tiki today. Buck Martinez talking about the New York Yankees. And Buddy was spot on. And I'm sure he had a whole day today, and it culminated tonight. I'm pretty sure the Blue Jays lost tonight, but that doesn't matter. The Yankees lost a series, And this man, last night after the Yankees had a 9-run inning, on his broadcast told the world, I don't care about their record. You know, the Yankees aren't good. He said, the Yankees, they're not a good team. I don't care what their record is. They have a lot of wild pitches. They make a lot of mistakes in the field. They don't run the bases very well. If they don't hit home runs, they don't have a chance to win. I'm like, I was going to talk about it last night and say, like, he's not wrong. We don't like it when someone else says it. Someone on the outside says it. But this is a former player. This is an analyst. This is a guy that calls games. He didn't have the heart to say it while the Blue Jays were losing to the Yankees over the weekend. But, man, it got out of hand again tonight. It got out of hand again tonight. It's eerily similar because they could only score by the home run. Last night, Judge, Belly. Tonight, Austin Wells. I didn't even see that because by the time Austin Wells hit that one, I was trying to beat the traffic. And those Tigers poured it on late. And I came into this series saying that the Yankees got to sweep the Tigers. Yeah, right. Honestly, though, I came into this 12-game final exam, this gauntlet, as people are calling it, but this is the last test, man. This is the final exam. Saying that the Yankees need to win 8 out of 12 because I wanted them to win every series. Show me. Prove it to me that you can beat these postseason teams. Well, avoid the sweep tomorrow with Donald Trump in the building, but you can't win that series now. 888-808-1019, and this bullpen is a mess. I was sitting here, you know, thinking, I'm like, when was the last time I was really pumped, like on the radio talking about the Yankees? I think it was trade deadline day. I think trade deadline day, when we actually looked at the sum of all things and who was on the team and what Brian Cashman did to shore up this run, I think we all just did way too much celebrating, way too much patting on the back of Brian Cashman, way too much, you know, looking ahead, thinking that the Yankees just had everything they needed. And they won some games against bum-ass teams, yeah, you know. And now they're cramming for this final exam. They're going to make the postseason. But when you watch games like these last two, it doesn't make you feel like they're going to do anything in the postseason. It makes you feel like the same things we've been talking about are going to rear their ugly head. They can't manufacture runs. They don't pass the baton. They don't play any type of small ball. They don't rally. They don't, like, it's home run or nothing, feast or famine. The Bronx Bombers, literally, or nada. And I'm not mad at Will Warren. I'm not mad at Carlos Rodon. Eerily similar. They both only gave up 2 runs, not a lot of hits. The offense has to do something. Aaron Judge, I'm talking to you, bro. That's not it, man. That's not it. You have the opportunity. You got to cash in, not ground into double plays. Like this team, I don't know, man. They make you feel like they can do it, and then they kind of remind you that, like, this is not it. And then when you look at this bullpen, like I'm talking about, would everybody in the bullpen give it up tonight? Mark Leiterfluid Jr., Camilo Doval, send him back. Send him back. Send him wherever Jake Bird is.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
With the Rail Riders. Tim Hill came in, that Nas, represent. I heard that. I was still in the stadium when that happened. But it's like, man, by that time, they're shot. They're cooked. The stadium starts to empty. They feel that. You're throwing Luke Weaver into that situation. There's something to be said. And I think I heard a caller say this, and I think I heard Susan talk about it. There's something to be said about having so many guys that are used to being put in save situations, end of the game, close out, three outs to get situations, and then putting them in the bullpen and just expecting them to be set up guys or first guy out of the pen. You know, it's back to that Yankee arrogance. The Yankees love to play guys out of position, right? Same thing with relievers. Oh, yeah, you can get it done. Yeah, come over here. We'll just have you do this. And when it doesn't work out, it's like, well, let's get Austin Slater up. I wish I saw Austin Slater pitch in person, but I don't know what to tell you guys. Not a good one. Another ugly one. In 2 days, the Detroit Tigers put a football score up, 23-3 versus the New York Yankees. They only score via solo shots. There's a lot of question marks in this bullpen. You do not feel so good about this Yankee bullpen like you did coming out of the trade deadline and even this Yankee lineup, right? You guys can't whip on Anthony Volpe tonight. It's not Volpe's fault tonight. They did that without Volpe tonight. You know, when I was in there, I think they had 3 hits. They ended up having 8, but it's not a good night. Not a good night. Even though you had a good amount of people in there to get those knit caps and the vibes were right, you know, even while you were down a little bit, it's not good enough. You lose to the Tigers, who had just lost a series to the White Sox, just lost a series to the Mets. The Let It Happen Mets. Let it happen. Like, again, they just let it happen. First inning. Clay Holmes, all over the place. Hitting guys. I think they had 4 hit-by-pitches tonight, maybe 5. Let me go look. But, like, it's tough when you're in a losing streak to go down and not have the lead. There's no confidence. You're already in the hole. There's no faith. You're already trying to get back. You're already pressing. Here we go again. In that building with those Philly fans, they're nasty, man. And you know who's the nastiest guy of them all in this set? Harrison Bader. Playing center field, leading off tonight, hitting. You know, he was looking for revenge. He was vengeful against the Mets tonight. And then a guy like Max Kepler, 5 runs batted in tonight. I mean, they all got some for the most part. Schwarber with a knock. Harper with a knock. He was hit by a pitch. Realmuto, 2 knocks. Brandon Marsh, 3 hits, 2 ribbies. Like, throughout their whole lineup, man, everybody got some. Otto Kemp, Bryson Stott. And to think that they don't have Trey Turner, and to think that they don't have Alec Boehm, no problem. What the Phillies are doing right now is getting their get back for the regular season and from last year. What the Phillies are doing right now is trying to sweep the Mets and say, yeah, you got us last postseason. We're trying to push you so far back, it's going to be tough for you to make the postseason. And that's where we are, folks. We are in the collapse. You can be positive, Tommy. You can get on air like Sal Licata and say you're not worried. Nobody can look at the New York Mets right now and not recognize that they are disconnected. They cannot hit. They cannot pitch. There is no fire. There is no intensity. There is no consistency. Start at the top with Francisco Lindor. Did he have a hit in 3 games against the Phillies? No. No. Not getting it done. Now go to Juan Soto. Juan Soto's happy being a Met, right? See? Told you Juan Soto loves being a Met. So what? Juan Soto's going to get his 40-40 season. Is he going to get an at-bat in the wild card round? Is he going to get to the postseason? Like, it's panic time, man. It's panic time. I just was looking at Twitter. The Reds came back and rallied, and the Reds beat the Padres. So when you look at the standing, like, we're in this spot right now. Looking at the Mets, like, how do they make the postseason? They have to win series. They have to win out. Like, or if They could be out of postseason standing this time next week. So, yeah, the Reds have defeated the Padres. The Mets have a two-game lead over the Giants. And the Reds for the final NL wildcard spot. The Mets own the tiebreaker over the Giants, but the Reds have the tiebreaker over the Mets. It's a 2-1 victory over San Diego. And the Mets will face San Diego in their building next week. They got one more here against Philly. I expect them to get swept, but we'll see what happens. And then the Texas Rangers, not for nothing, the Texas Rangers are fighting for their lives. You got to host them. They beat the Brewers. Did they end up sweeping the Brewers? Baseball is crazy right now. Luckily, we got football because I'm about to be checked out. 888-808-1019. The Texas Rangers just swept the Milwaukee Brewers. Yep, the best team in baseball. And guess who's coming to town next? Guess who the Mets have to host? The super hot Texas Rangers. But you know what the Mets put out there today? On pace to break 3 million fans this year at Citi Field. Be in attendance when we do so and receive a special gift from us. Thank you, fans. You did your part. Thank you, fans. You answered the call, Steve Cohen. Oh, there better be some people in there, right? Well, now you go to Citi Field and you get loud. Now you go to Citi Field and you let Steve Cohen hear you. Is Steve tweeting tonight? Where's the tweet at? Where's the tweet about the Fab Four? Eric Chavez, where's your Instagram story about, oh, well, what now? What you say now? The fans got to get loud about this because this is unacceptable. $340 million team, the largest contract in the history of American sports. $34 million to Francisco Lindor, $30 million to Pete Alonso. What are they doing right now to pick you up? What are they doing right now to give you faith? You're going to have to sweat this out the rest of the way. And it might not even be the rest of the way. You might have to sweat this out for another week. And then if you fall out of it, you're just like, hands in the air. That's it, folks. We don't have the pitching. And this expensive lineup is not hitting. And this second-year manager now we're looking at differently. Carlos Mendoza, I don't know what to tell you guys about the Mets right now, but they are free-falling. They are in a losing streak. They never have the lead. They go too many innings with just nothing being produced. But Juan Soto's going to have a 40-40 season, so at least you have that. 888-808-1019. Let's take a break. We will get to your calls. And then, seriously, like, once we turn the page to Thursday, we should just start talking about NFL Week 2 because this has been a miserable couple days. Like, they got BTA, belt to ass, both the Mets and the Yankees, back-to-back nights. And this is supposed to be the time you're playing your best baseball. This is supposed to be the time that you're getting ready for October. This is supposed to be the time that you are, like, showing your fans we're ready. Showing your fans that we got it. And there are still a lot of question marks and some things to be seen on both sides. So we'll talk about it. Call me up with your questions. Call me up with your concerns. The Mets lose the series. The Mets lose 4 in a row, 5 in a row. Could have almost been 6 in a row, actually. And they lose tonight 11-3. And the Yankees, back-to-back nights, you hang around for a little bit, but then after the 7th inning, it all goes to S. They lose 11-1. And yeah, that's all she wrote, folks. That's all I got for the open. It's not fun. It's not a good time. It's not great. It's not great. I don't know what to tell you guys. I haven't believed either one of these teams were going anywhere. I haven't believed that either one of these teams were winning the World Series. I didn't entertain any of that. And now you're just seeing these things that it's like, how do they overcome it? We don't have the answers. We're running out of time. And I know the Yankees are going to make the postseason. So I guess we'll start talking about a wild card series. Are you excited for that? First time we'll ever see a 3-game wild card series with the Yankees in it. Maybe they'll host it. Maybe not. Maybe they have to go to Fenway. Nightmare. And the Mets had to sweat it out last year, but it was a way different feel. It was an exciting feel playing that last game, going down to play those last 2 games in Atlanta because they came back from the dead. But this year, the Mets were at the big boy table. This year, the Mets were talking about building a dynasty. This year, the Mets were talking about getting to the World Series, Juan Soto being the missing piece. They had a five and a half game lead in their division. That got smoked. And when you actually look at the numbers, like I went on ChatGPT last night, they're 31 and 45 since June 13th. They're not a good team. They have some good players. They have some talent. But collectively, they are not a good team.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.